On behalf of the Long Island CW Club, welcome to the adventure of learning Morse code. I'm Stan, K7SBF. Let me encourage you to participate in as many online live Zoom classes the club offers as you can. It's fun, encouraging, and really helps you through the challenges of learning something new. This mini-series is designed to help you get through the first 40 characters needed for Morse code. It will help you if you want to learn at your own pace, or if you've had to miss a class and don't want to fall behind, or you just need a bit of review or touch-up on certain characters. Rather than one long, laborious session each day, which can be tiring and cause burnout, it's best that you practice shorter intervals multiple times. Two things will be important as you learn. One, you need a learning strategy. It's not enough just to say, well, go and practice more. And two, you must set some measurable goals. So, about the learning strategy, here's one that you could possibly use. I suggest that you avoid thinking of CW as dots and dashes, but rather as sounds. We'll be listening to the characters at 18 or 20 words a minute pace, but we will lengthen the pauses between each character and between each word. And it may seem odd, but we won't be starting at A and progressing straight through to Z. Actually, our first letter in Lesson 1 will be K. Learning the sounds will involve a few steps. You'll hear the sound, and then at different times, you'll respond in different ways. So, for example, by saying the letter out loud. Another response will be to key back that sound with your own Morse key. If you don't have a key, then you can just say the phonetic sound, like da-da. A third way will be to see the character in your head, like on a whiteboard or on a Scrabble tray. This is called head copy, and will be very important later when things are moving more rapidly. Finally, you should respond with your keyboard or pencil and type or write down the characters. This way you can evaluate your accuracy and progress. When you get to about 90% accuracy, it's time to move on to the next lesson. So, hear it, say it, sound it, see it, and write it. That's our simple strategy. In our lessons, I'll be using my own Morse keys, as well as the software application G4FON CW Morse Trainer. Now, let's face it, some days we're more enthused than others about getting our work done, so it's important to set specific and measurable goals to keep making progress even when we're having one of those slower days. Getting through the first 40 characters is sort of like CW boot camp. We'll be learning all the letters A through Z, the numbers 0 through 9, and four punctuation marks, comma, forward slash, question mark, and period. Again, thanks for joining the Long Island CW Club. You're going to meet some great folks who can't wait to get you on the air with Morse code. This is Stan, K7SBF, saying, and I hope I'll see you in Lesson 1 right away.